This goes to Dr. Stack, STACK, fax 989-875-5023, and Dr. Kripposman, fax 989-956-4105, regarding Darwin, D-A-R-W-I-N, Whitman, W-H-I-T-M-A-N, date of birth January 27th of 1947. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Whitman with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was December 1st of 2025. His weight is unchanged. He had been getting some blisters on the lower legs, but those are doing better currently. He does see Dr. Kripposman on a regular basis for cardiac management. No chest pain or palpitations. The edema is currently stable. He is using compression garments for the lower extremity with good relief of the edema, and no blistering lesions are noted since he's been using those. He states that blood sugars are currently well controlled. And Dr. Kripposman is following his heart valve condition, and he knows that he may need surgery when the valve problem becomes critical. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, I want to highlight the Sotalol, 80 milligram twice a day. He's on Lantus insulin as well as regular insulin before each meal. Flomax, 0.4 milligram daily, and the Bumex is 1 milligram twice a day. Calcium chloride, 20 milliequivalent daily. Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. And M-A-E-M like Mary, P-A-G-L-I-F, F like Frank, L-O-Z-I-N, 25 milligram daily. And Benadryl, 25 milligram at bedtime as needed. Physical exam, his weight is 245 pounds, pulse is 68, blood pressure 124 over 70. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, grade 2 over 6 murmur, aortic stenosis murmur. Abdomen obese without ascites, and he has stable 1 to 2 plus edema of the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 5th of 2026. Creatinine stable at 1.89, estimated GFR is 36, calcium 9.6, albumin 4.2, phosphorus 4.5, sodium 143, potassium 4.0, carbon dioxide 32, intact parathyroid hormone mildly elevated 145.6, hemoglobin 13.7 with normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue to monitor labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, diabetic nephropathy, stable. 4, aortic stenosis, followed by Dr. Kripposman. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.